Hi folks, welcome back to the Pronunciation Challenge. When you introduce yourself to a foreigner, do you use your English name or your original name? Most of us born in or after the millennial generation will have had an English name since we were little. And it feels natural for us to refer to each other by our English names. However, would you ask a foreigner what his or her Chinese name is? I think there's hardly a chance for that to happen. There are a few reasons why Asians have English names. We could have been given one by our English teachers for class interaction, or maybe we picked them for nickname purposes. All in all, English names are often more catchy and easier to remember than our original names. That's why when we introduce ourselves to foreigners, we seldom tell them our real names. However, calling someone by his or her original name is actually a respectful thing to do, and we should really be proud of who we are. If someone is very sincere on getting to know you, then I'm sure they would be willing to spend time on remembering your name and knowing your true self. If you think your name is hard to pronounce for foreigners to remember, take Indian people for example. Their names are probably longer than any Chinese names you've ever heard of. And what do? They don't pick an English name. Instead, they instruct and teach foreigners how to say their names. There are even websites dedicated to teaching how to pronounce Indian names. And why do they do it? Because when we say a person's real name, it's simply a good feeling for ourselves and the person listening as well. And that, my friends, brings us to our sentence of the day. It's your name, and you should embrace it. Once you get to know the person, once you feel comfortable with them, I think you should say, "Hey, this is what my name is." Alright, once again. It's your name, and you should embrace it. Once you get to know the person, once you feel comfortable with them, I think you should say, "Hey, this is what my name is." Alright, there are two vocab that are not so easy to pronounce that I have some tip for you. First one would be comfortable, comfortable. But we don't actually say comfortable because it's really hard to pronounce. So we shorten the word and then we silence the four. So we say comfortable. Comfortable. Okay, so speed it up a little bit. It'll sound like comfortable. 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 Instead of comfortable. Comfortable. Alright, okay? The second one would be this is. This is. So instead of saying this is what my name is, you say this is. This is. This is. Okay, so you combine it into one word. This is, mix it up together, will be this is, this is. So this is what my name is. This is, this is. This is my book. This is my pencil. And now let's take a look at the vocab we've got here. Number one, embrace, 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 which means to accept something enthusiastically or happily. It could also mean to hug someone. Okay? So, for example, you can say, "She embraced the offer to study abroad and was happily married in the US." You can also say, "She greeted me with a warm embrace. She greeted me with a warm hug." All right, second one. Once. Once. It has two meanings. The first one would be as soon as, as soon as. Or it could also mean one single time, one single time. Okay? So for example, you can say, "Once you finish your assignments, you are free to play video games or you are free to watch TV." Once you finish your assignments, you are free to play video games. Okay? You can also say, "We have lunch together once a month." We have lunch together one time a month. Once a month. Moving on to last but not least, number 3. Comfortable. Comfortable. Or you can shorten it up and you say comfy. Comfy. Okay? Alright, comfortable means relaxed and free from pain, which means you are not worried. For example, you can say, I love the comfortable beds in the hotel. I love the comfortable beds in the hotel. You can also say, I don't feel comfortable talking about my personal affairs. I don't feel comfortable talking about my personal affairs. All right, now here's a special note from today's topic that I would like you to know. So I mentioned millennial generation earlier. Millennial generation. Millennial generation 的意思就是千禧世代，也就是指从1980年至1990年代以后出生的人。那这个年代出生的人，我们常常被称为草莓族。那为什么会有这样的一个世代的这个代沟跟落差呢？我推荐大家去看 Simon Sinek， 在 YouTube 搜寻 Simon Sinek， Simon S-I-M-O-N， 然后 Sinek S-I-N-E-K。那这个人他讲为什么千禧世代常常被称为草莓族，那这个之间的一些误解在哪里，大家可以去搜寻来看一下。 OK， 所以 Millennial Generation， 或是你直接说 The Millennials， The Millennials 就代表千禧世代。Leave a comment below and I can't wait to listen to your beautiful voices. Feel free to send me a private message if you have any questions. I am happy to help.That's it for today's pronunciation challenge, and I'll see you guys again next week. Bye!